93.7 The Buzz.
It brings us together.
And now, here's Bill Vickery.
Excuse me, madam. You're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket. So get with it.
Well, that music can mean only one thing back here on the Tim Griffin Show. I'm Bill Vickery, Tim's sidekick. Congressman Tim Griffin, good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. It never gets old, and I always find myself longing for the rest of the song. No offense to your show, but, you know, if we could have 5 minutes of that and then roll in, that'd be gone.
That would be. There is no, never, like you say, it never gets old, and of course... As you proudly proclaimed one night at the Hendricks College dance, there is no parking on this dance floor. Congratulations, by the way. Explain for people like hashtag over here, your selection to be a member of the House Ways and Means Committee in both in Washington and nationally and here in Arkansas has garnered a lot of press. What exactly does that committee do?
Well, as you know, within the House and the Senate, a lot of the work that gets done is done at the committee level before it ever gets to the floor. And I had really been aggressively trying to convince the powers that be that I'd be a good fit for Ways and Means. I really was interested in it because a lot of the stuff that I've been focused on, and I talk about tax reform, reforming Medicare to save it, a lot of that Social Security, a lot of that stuff comes under the jurisdiction, the broad jurisdiction. Those are my kids singing. The broad jurisdiction of the Ways and Means Committee. Ways and Means Committee handles the tax code, which is pretty broad.
Yes.
Handles welfare. Unemployment insurance, the debt, Medicare, Social Security, all trade bills, the trade agreements that we hammered out with Panama, South Korea.
Congressman, as I was explaining to Hashtag, if you draw a breath in the United States of America, you are affected by what the House Ways and Means Committee does, that it's one of the two or three most powerful entities in Washington. I think that's a fair statement.
Yeah, and they just have a really broad jurisdiction. Right. That they're the oldest committee in the House.
Right.
If you watch the movie Lincoln, the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee plays a big role
right.
in the passing of the 13th Amendment in that movie. I don't know if you've seen it
yes.
yet.
Hashtag thought you were referring to Lincoln the Vampire Hunter, and I'm having to explain to him it's a little different movie.
Oh, okay.
This is the Spielberg on the book and the whole. Yeah, so he knows now. It's
well,
not Lincoln.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Vampire.
but in any event, you know, it's just it's a really exciting place to be, and you know, we're dealing. Almost every issue that is involved in the fiscal cliff negotiations involves the Ways and Means Committee. Obviously, tax rates, tax code, deductions, reforming entitlements. So it's just really exciting. And if you're on the Ways and Means Committee, you can only be on one committee. So I do have to give up my three other committees. But I'll tell you, the idea of focusing on one committee and not running, literally jogging down the hall.
Yeah, I've seen you.
To vote in one committee and then run back to a hearing in the other. And, you know, you can never be three places at once or even two. And so this will be great. You can just focus. And you really need to because the complexity of a lot of the issues that come up, first, Republican in the history of the state.
Yes. to serve on this committee.
That we've had on it, and we haven't had a Democrat on it since 1992. So, you know, it's obviously an honor, and I'm personally excited about it. But it's great for the 2nd District.
Yes.
And it's great for the state. It really is great for our state to have a voice on the committee. And so, man, I couldn't be more excited. And it was the one position that I was really, really interested in. That if I was able to have the opportunity to serve on that committee, that I was going to just stay absolutely focused on that. And it happened that way, and it's great for my family, which is a critical part of balancing this whole Washington Little Rock
right.
thing.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm still it's a great position, but I'm representing 7 counties, and if I were to run statewide, as had been discussed, that's 75 counties. So this is really allows me to do what I love on the work side and see who I love on the family side, and couldn't be happier.
Well, just for folks around here to understand, and this is why you vote for a guy like Tim Griffin, because you know he's going to go to Washington and do the right thing. He's going to stay focused. He remembers the principles that he ran his campaign on, and consequently that's going to translate to how he conducts business in Washington. But then you want guys like that to move up in the power structure so that real change and good can be done, and we don't just keep kicking the can down the road. We don't just keep doing those things. So you need him to go be a power player, but then you also need him to be responsive to his constituents and understand where he came from and understand the goals, the big goals, not small, minor things, not merely trying to bring home some money for this or that, but to really look at the broad impact that he can have on the United States of America that all benefits us as Arkansans. And he's done that. And, you know, I'm unabashedly, he is my friend of over 20 years, and so I'm unabashedly a fan of Tim Griffin. But at the end of the day, it is a meteoric rise to be elected a few years ago, to be just a few years removed from no parking on the dance floor, to now sitting in a position where he can really have a major impact on how we lead our lives in the United States of America, and I'm proud of you, and I'm happy for you.
Well, I appreciate that very, very much. I can tell you it's not hard to stay grounded when you're changing a nasty diaper at 3 a.m. So, you know, we're still working on the potty training deal, but we're making progress. And,
well, there we go. Major issues
so
of the day.
We're making progress in Little Rock. We're making progress a little bit in Washington. It's just a good 1-2-5.
This is what I like about Tim Griffin. Because he can go from discussing, be on the phone with Paul Ryan talking about the negotiations to avoid the fiscal cliff, but to not, you know, not co-opt or sell out values and principles of good conservatives. They can be having that sort of in-depth discussion that has a massive impact on not only America but the globe. And then 5 minutes later, he's changing a dirty diaper because he's
hey,
at home and he's
you know, do not underestimate the step from a diaper to a pull-up.
Well, here we go. That's
they all look like diapers to a man like you.
Well,
but let me tell you, a 2.5-year-old, there's a substantial difference between a diaper and a pull-up.
We can make a strong political connection there too in Washington. I think that might be a metaphor for how we're headed in these fiscal cliff negotiations and things like that. But now, we did note, too, Congressman, that there are, for many, many years, and I want to say it was over 30, but I could be wrong, that this district, the district that you represent, the middle of Arkansas, the Little Rock, Pulaski County, the surrounding counties, was represented in Washington by a man named Wilbur Mills.
Who 38 years.
38 years. And he served as the chairman of this very powerful committee for many, many years.
He had a really interesting 1970s.
Yes,
he ran for president. He was chairman. He was chairman before that, and he was from right up the road in White County, Kinsey.
So now, Congressman Mills also was a Hendricks College alum, and you and I would go to classes in a building named after him there on the campus.
Almost every class I took at Hendricks.
Yes.
As an economics and business major was
in Mills Hall.
Was in the Mills building. Yes. I certainly, when I first got there, did not fully comprehend who he was, and it took a little time. But yeah, there's a bust of him right when you walk in the door, and there's the Mills Library and all that stuff.
But now the one, and so while he was a Democrat, I think. Yeah, well, there we go.
Exactly.
There we go. I think the congressman ably represented the district. There is one, however, aspect of Congressman Mills that we hope you will not replicate, and that, of course, was his falling into the tidal basin with the Argentinian firecracker Fanny Fox, the exotic dancer from Washington there.
I have no interest in replicating
that. That's there we go. The congressman treading through that difficult political water there as he avoids that. That's a different kind of fiscal cliff that we're going to see. Well, when does
that's
all
the physical cliff?
That's
cliff.
Right. That's PH as opposed to F. You start in January on this new committee, correct?
Yes, we'll find out subcommittees next week. My understanding, and so we are. yes, I'll be transitioned from the three committees to that committee, and it's we're just real excited about it. It's gonna change my daily focus a lot, because instead of harrying between three different committees and at one point I was on four committees when they stuck me on the Maxine Waters ethics investigation,
yes,
which is finished up, obviously.
Yes.
You know, it just happy to do whatever is asking me, but it's very difficult to focus when you've got so much. Yeah, I had six subcommittees and four committees at that point, and you know, plus the other responsibilities of meeting with constituents and whip team and all that stuff, right, running for re-election. But this will really help me dig deeper into a particular subject matter, the matter of the committee, and I just couldn't be more excited. Well, and it's right there in our building. It's one floor down from my office, the Ways and Means Committee. So it's also logistically awesome.
Well, fantastic, Congressman. We appreciate it. We do want to take a delegation, though, up to D.C. and watch you lead the entire Ways and Means Committee in no parking on the dance floor. That's all we ask.
I'm sure that'd go over well.
You,
how about no parking on the House floor?
That might could change it up. Maybe throw up a little fly girl, raise the roof a little bit, go old school 80s.
Okay. Well,
anyway, take care.
Anybody.
Hey, go take care of your kids. Tell your wife I said
hi. Yeah, they're excited about something.
I can tell you, yes. That's the beauty of this. See, Tim, while it's Ways and Means, his daughter can turn to him and say, Dad, get off the phone. I want to do something. You know?
He's got the Spider-Man Band-Aid, and no one's hurt, but I think he thinks they're stickers.
Well, why not? Exactly.
So,
look.
You know. All right, we all have a good
thank
one.
You.
And,
thank you very much, Congressman.
And, there'll be no parking. See
okay. Thanks, buddy. Congressman Tim Griffin, Republican Arkansas, 2nd Congressional District. And the co-host of this radio program. I love it, though, man. No kidding. He can move from having a discussion with a group of congressmen on the phone, major issue of the day, and then, you know, his two-year-old walks in. Dad, I've seen it happen. It's just funny. Talk about humility. There's a level of humility that young kids force an adult to have.
Right.
That's... That's
brings
just
you back to earth.
Brings you back to earth, yeah. That and the fact you can call him on his cell phone. You can call him on his cell phone. So. Okay, 1 hour in the books. That one kind of got away from me there. Very end. We got to hit a break. We'll delve into this coaching search after this.
And we got to get ourselves back to the garden.